facing you is the chancel. Access to it is controlled by the marble communion table. Its alcoves are decorated with statuettes representing the 12 apostles, with Saint Paul replacing Judas, sculpted representations of the fathers of the Church of Occident and the Church of Orient surmount the wooden stalls. The stained glass windows to the right bear the symbol of Judaism, and the windows to the left Christianity. These elements are a reminder of the foundations of the history of the Church and of the importance through the centuries of those who contributed to the protection and dissemination of the Christian doctrine. One of the most important contributors was Pope Leo I, glorified in the fresco of the apse. As a result of his prolific writing, Saint Leo the Great, Pope of Rome from 440 to 461, is recognized as one of the most important doctors of the Church. He reigned during a stressful period when groups of Christians from the Occident and the Orient each championed ideas that were at times contrary to the foundations of Christianity. The soundness, faith, and profound coherence of his views expressed on the dogma and on Christian doctrine became the archetypes for the education and comprehension of the great mysteries of Christendom. Saint Leo established several dogmas, such as the double nature of Christ, intimately linked with that of the Immaculate Conception, during the Chalcedonian Council held in 451. He may have defended Rome against the barbarian invaders. It appears that he convinced Attila, king of the Huns, to refrain from sacking Rome. Moreover, despite his failed attempt to deter Gaiseric, king of the Vandals, Saint Leo may have prevented a massacre of the Roman citizens despite the sacking of the city. It seems that the sacking of Rome by the Vandals in 455 was carried out without fires or murders. However, Gaiseric left Rome with a significant ransom, Empress Eudoxia and her two daughters, Eudoxia and Placidia. The individuals at the bottom of the fresco represent persons who stood out in the historical life of Leo I. The group on the left includes Attila on his horse and the Huns, Emperor Valentinian III, Theodosius II, as well as monks from Palestine and Africa. The group on the right features Empress Eudoxia and Gaiseric, king of the Vandals, under the Roman standard, the empress's daughters, some bishops and theologians, as well as the faithful. In this fresco, Saint Leo the Great is presented in full glory in his papal dress, surrounded by six groups of angels. Behind him, Saint Peter spreads his arms as a presentation sign. He holds in each hand two keys, one opening the door to paradise, the other closing it. Above them, a dove symbolizes the Holy Spirit. By its composition, this fresco affirms the legitimacy of the Pope and the Roman Catholic Church through the presence of Saint Peter, the one chosen by Christ as the chief of his church on earth. This work illustrates the argument advocated by Leo I that has made the pontifical see sacred by upholding the fact that the Pope is a direct descendant of Saint Peter. The essential premise of this argument can be seen in the inscriptions of the fresco. The inscription at the feet of Saint Leo may be translated as follows. He took the reins of the church from blessed Peter. The inscription at the bottom of the fresco means, whatever Christ has willed to be shared in common by Peter and the other leaders of the church, it is only through Peter that he has given to others what he has not refused to bestow on them. It is not by chance that Monseigneur Bruchesi elected to place the first Catholic parish in Westmount under the patronage of Leo. The Church affirmed its presence and its authority over all other Christian churches of Protestant or Anglican persuasion. Saint Leon Church united the English and French-speaking Catholics under its aegis, demonstrating a position of strength towards Protestants who challenged, among other things, papal authority. For the continuation of the visit and the architectural description of the church interior, please select track number 9.